This is Patriot Theory 2 Unit 14 Part 5 ECG Leads. So think of some really brilliant questions, not Drew is mean. I don't think Drew has a mean bone in his body, does he? I don't know. He's so quiet.
He's a bearded angel.
A bearded angel? That's awesome. Okay, let's see if this works. Hey, my mouse is not working. The roller ball doesn't work. Okay, that's a good discovery. I guess I have to click. And I've got transitions. So this, if you're curious, this triangle is called Einthoven's triangle, after the man who invented the electrocardiogram. The first electrocardiogram was the size of half of this room. And the person getting the ECG had to put 1 foot in a bucket of water and hands on some of the things. Anyway, Willem Einthoven was born in 1887. No, invented the cardiogram, sorry, in 1887. I remember that because I was doing a night shift at Toronto, no, at Buttonville Airport in 1987. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, by myself, was celebrating Einthoven's birthday, because I was the only cardio geek in the hangar. My partner and the pilots were asleep. So when they woke up, I told them that it was Einthoven's birthday. They didn't seem very excited about the whole thing. All right, there'll be a test question on Einthoven's birthday. Relax, Riley. There'll be no test question on Einthoven's birthday. Okay, so let's talk about ECG leads. Oh, the rollerball worked. That's amazing. So let's look at the common ECG leads, where the leads go. And you guys have been hooking up the monitor throughout the semester, right, so far? So you know what you're doing? All good? Okay, good. And we'll look at QRS deflection and how that might change depending on the lead placement that you use or the type of lead that you use. So with monitoring leads, when you do a 12-lead ECG, the limb leads are actually supposed to go on the limbs. That's why they're called limb leads. But most of you are probably putting the limb leads on the chest, right? Yeah, just below the clavicles. And
then they put them like
right and left lateral chest. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. If you do a 12-lead ECG and you end up putting the limb leads on the chest, just make sure left leg and right leg are low enough that they don't interfere with the precordial lead placements, that's all. So, I know this sounds condescending, doesn't it? The right arm electrode goes there, underneath the right clavicle. The left arm electrode goes below the left clavicle, if you're using the chest. Left leg electrode goes there. The right leg, if you've got a four lead cable, then the right one the fourth one typically acts as a ground, and it can go anywhere, but we typically put it on the right side of the chest for no particular reason, but it can literally go anywhere. If you're working for a service that has three leads, in other words, three lead wires, what happens is with the limb leads, these are called bipolar leads because they use a negative lead and a positive lead to get an ECG tracing. Whatever two leads are, or whatever lead is not participating in the tracing, will become the ground lead. So if you're in lead two, where the negative electrode is under the right clavicle and the positive electrode is here, then the one over here becomes the ground. If you're in lead three, where negative is left clavicle and the positive lead is left chest, then the right side becomes the ground. Why is that important? Because this would be test questions. So lead one, so keep an eye on these slides because it's easy marks for test question. Lead one, negative electrode is the right arm, positive electrode is the left arm or left chest, and lead two, left arm. You know what? I'm just realizing now that should be left leg. positive electrodes would be left leg, but we put it in left lateral chest. Lead two, the, oh no, it is left arm, I'm sorry, I'm confused. So lead one, negative electrode is here, the positive electrode is left arm. Lead two, which is the one we use most commonly, the negative electrode is the right, just below the right clavicle, and the positive electrode is the left lateral chest, or left leg, being the left arm electrode. And then, what would you guys do if I was having a stroke? What would you do? Okay, good. Because I just slurred my speech there and no one looked alarmed even in the slightest. Lead three. People who don't go to the school listen to these podcasts must think these are the weirdest classes. Lead three. The negative electrode is the left arm and the positive electrode is the left lateral chest or left leg. Now, lead three is... make a note of lead three because when you do a modified chest lead, and I'll talk about why you might do a modified chest lead, you're going to dial to lead three. I'll come to that in a bit. So, remember this stuff. There's a test question on it. I'm giving it to you. It's a bonus. Modified chest leads. So, why would you do a modified chest lead? Well, the primary reason is... that when you do an ECG tracing in lead two, or you look at lead one and lead three, you're not seeing P waves very clearly. And so you might do a modified chest lead one to highlight the P waves. And it brings out P waves because, so first of all, you dial into lead three. And so the negative electrode is the left clavicle. And then you place, take an extra electrode and put it into the fourth intercostal space, right sternal border. Now, have you guys done landmarking on the chest for 12 leads yet? No? Okay, we'll do that probably next semester. So, fourth intercostal space, right sternal border. Now, when you're palpating for intercostal spaces, basically, if you take the palm surface of two fingers, it's hard to do it on yourself. It's easier to palpate someone else's chest. Doing it on yourself is almost like trying to tickle yourself. It's like nothing, right? So you take the palm surface of two fingers, and just below the clavicle, the first rib that you're going to straddle will be the second rib. The first rib is barely palpable because it comes off the manubrium, and then it takes a hairpin turn up underneath the clavicle, so it disappears. But the first bump that you'll feel at the sternal border is the second rib. So the space below it is the second intercostal space. Then you go down a bump, and you're in the third intercostal space, down another bump, and you're in the fourth intercostal space. And that's where the positive electrode goes. That's also, no coincidence, where V1 goes when you do a 12-lead ECG. V2 goes over here, same place, fourth intercostal space, left sternal border, and so on. But that's the fourth intercostal space there. Usually in men, just above the nipple line. In 90-year-old women, it's about a foot above the nipple line. Hope my mom never listens to these podcasts. She sent me an email today telling me what a good son I am.
Email?
Yeah.
Did you call her back?
You mean from the other day?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah. She wanted the backup camera for her car, and I was telling her, you can get a camera, you put it on your license plate and connect it to your smartphone, but she doesn't have a smartphone, so. But she sent me an email to tell me what a good son I am to call her from Best Buy. I didn't have the heart to tell her that Best Buy is my mother's ship, and I spent a lot of time there anyway, so, you know, not a big deal. All right. So the advantage of MCL1 is that it sits right over the atria. So if there is atrial tachycardia, in the time that you... typically have difficulty seeing P waves is when the patient's really tachycardic and the P waves may be small or indiscernible, or the patient has lung disease, and in lung disease typically the complexes all appear small, P waves appear small, QSs appear small. So most importantly, if you're not able to interpret a rhythm in lead two, look at different leads. Look at lead one, look at lead three, try MCL1, MCL2, MCL3, whatever. So it's good for highlighting atrial activity. Now, the QRS deflection, whether the QRS is positive or negative, depends largely on where the positive electrode is. So in the limb leads, right, remember the limb leads are bipolar. They use a negative lead and a positive lead. And if the wave of depolarization generally goes toward a positive lead, you're going to get a positive QRS. So in lead two, the positive lead is here, left outer chest. The wave of depolarization is going toward it, so you're going to get a positive QRS. If the positive lead is here at the atria, and the wave of depolarization of the ventricle is going away from that positive lead, you're going to get a negatively deflected QRS. So lead two would look like this. MCL1 would look like this, right? Because the positive electrode is right at the atria, and the wave of depolarization in the ventricle, which is a QRS, is moving away from it. So you get a negatively deflected QRS. Are you guys asking questions in my Google thing? Or making comments? And I don't want comments like, Rob, your fly's open, because that you should have told me about at the beginning of class. When you're working as a medic, you have to have each other's back. Your partner has food in their teeth. You don't just, you know, go 12 hours without telling them they've got a big chunk of food in their teeth. Like, hashtag, I've got your back. It's not just, you know, let's talk about these stressful calls. It's also, you know, your fly's undone, your pants are ripped, you've got food in your teeth. You're ugly today. You know, it's all the important things. All right. Unfortunately, I've lost all the audio switching to Google Slides. So question 17 is, what is the location and polarity of the electrodes in lead one? Kyle? Okay, so what letter is that?
I don't know.
C. Good. C, senor. There you go. C.
No,
excellent.
Clapping?
No, I lost the audio.
I'll clap for myself. Don't
yeah.
worry.
Yeah, you guys go ahead and clap for yourselves. Yeah. Bunch of losers.
It is. I know how to read.
Good job, Kyle.
Are ready? Question 18. What's the location and polarity of the electrodes in lead 2? There's a whole row of tables here. You guys should move over there. It's not a good angle, is it? It's a bad spot. Should be really... Why they put it there, I don't know. If they're going to put it there, they should have put the screen on a bit of an angle. But anyway. Question 18. Anybody? B, negative electrode right arm, positive electrode left lateral chest. Good, excellent. Question 19, what is the location and polarity of the electrodes in lead 3? A, negative electrode left arm, positive electrode left lateral chest. Excellent. Question 20, in a healthy heart, why is the QRS negatively deflected in MCL1? B, D, I hear BD. How many say B? B? D. B? I saw like Lydia's hand, that's all I saw. I'm here, Rob. I don't know if people are saying B or D or C or what. B?
B.
B.
Could be D.
Could be D. Correct, B. Good. All right. Hey, that's it.
Check your
questions. I'm going to check my questions. Drew is mean. Please speak louder. Too late now. What? Can you guys? Who's not hearing me? You guys not hearing me? Am I not talking loud enough? You can't see. You can't hear me back there. All this time, this entire semester. All right. Well, now I'm going to talk like this from here on in to the rest of the semester. Hi, Rob. It works. Hi. So, is the lead a connection between two electrodes then? How do I explain it? So, the lead, yeah, would be a combination of two electrodes, one negative, one positive. Honest, I'm already lost. Come on. Seriously? How much room for error in placing leads? Lots of room for error. That's a good question. I like that one.
Thanks. I guess I can just put my name.
Lead 2 and MCL are just the same upside down. Well, no. Not exactly, because MCL1, don't forget, is lead 3, so the negative electrode would be the left shoulder as opposed to the right, which is lead 2, and the positive electrode would be the fourth intercostal space. Applause, yay! Good job, Kyle. Drew is clumsy. Wow, Drew, you're really getting beaten up today. Yeah, so... So Drew's comment, or the comment about Drew, rather, I should say, got two thumbs up. So that's why it went to the top of the list. It was the most popular. So that's the way the system works, is the most popular question goes to the top. So interesting.